is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you been burned by somebody, and then they show back up in your life years later saying they've changed and promising they're going to make amends? Did they burn you again? I'm sure it has happened.
Just show me. Show me, don't tell me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Actions do speak louder than words. There's no doubt about that. But some people don't even want to be shown. Some people don't even want to give the person the chance to show them. And I don't blame them. I don't blame people for being jaded, for being angry.
Skeptical, I think skeptical would be a good word.
I would say some are jaded and angry.
Maybe you're
skeptical because you didn't really know the guy. We're talking about an activist who moved back into the community just recently after having been gone for several years and having left originally on some pretty negative terms. I was just called out.
And I'll tell you also that I don't want to know the guy, because he's a hothead with a firearm, and I don't think
that's who he was. That's who he was. I'm not going to say that he is that person today, because I don't know the new version of that person.
Right, and that is where my skepticism lies. Show me, don't tell me. This is someone with an established history of being a hothead with a temper, dishonest, a thief, showing back up. Now, why would you go somewhere where you know you've burned all your bridges and say, hey, can I stay here? That smacks of desperation for me, which, of course, I don't want to see anyone suffer.
From his explanation last night, which you were not privy to, I don't believe, that, you know, the reason why he came back was because this is the best community. I mean, this, you know, he's been in other places.
Lots of free stuff.
And no.
I hear Nick gets the best bagels.
I think that he sees the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-oriented people who've come together into the same geographic area, as being the best thing out there, and that, you know, he's traveled a bit since he left several years ago, and that he realized that he made a mistake and burned a lot of bridges, made a bunch of mistakes, and wants to make that better. So this is the whole conversation here tonight is kind of revolved around this, and, you know, what do you do in this case? What's the best way to approach this? What about forgiveness and compassion and, you know, giving somebody multiple chances? Because for some people, this isn't a second chance. This would be, you know, an eighth chance or something like that.
Right.
I mean, the guy is really, he's burned a lot of bridges, and I think he knows that. So if you've had a situation like this and it's worked out, you're welcome to tell your story. Or maybe you tried to give somebody some forgiveness and you got screwed over again.
Can we talk about apologizing?
Yeah, I would like to do that. There was one other thing I wanted to clarify, because I think Ryder, who called in at the end of the last hour, asked a good question, and I don't know if we had enough time to really delve into it. His question was, well, why, if you advocate ostracism, are you not doing so in this case, where people who I do care about and know who've been burned by the individual in question here are upset at me and others, you know, not very many others. There are only a few people who are being accepting towards this person who's come back into the community.
Not very many.
It's
been a pretty overwhelming response, negative response.
Yep.
To his arrival back into town.
Yep. And so, you know, why don't I join with the majority, and why don't I ostracize? And to me, ostracization is something reserved only for an extreme. If somebody isn't willing to make amends, if somebody isn't sorry for what they've done, if somebody continues. So, for instance, there was a situation where a guy who was sort of in the community for a short period of time ended up screwing over a couple of people. He stole $300 from them. His name is Rashawn, and if you look on the front page of freekeen.com, you hit the search button, you search for his name, a video will come up where Pete Ayer from copblock.org confronts Rashawn about the money that he owes our friends, and Rashawn is not apologetic. Rashawn insults Pete. He threatens Pete's freedom. He threatens his life, basically, Facebook comments, or not Facebook, but YouTube comments after that point. So he threatens him physically and bodily. In that case, that's the kind of person that that I could see, you know, ostracizing, because they are not sorry for what they've done. They're not interested or even making overtures towards making amends towards somebody. Whereas he had previously said things about making payments back to someone previously, this individual, this Rashawn, but then when confronted more recently, that's when he got, you know, angry and violent. So I'm only somebody who's willing to employ ostracism in the most extreme cases, when there's no remedy that's available, when there's nothing else that can be done. And I don't see this particular individual, this guy that's come back into town, as that person. I don't see him as being unsalvageable. And so, therefore, I'm not going to employ
ostracism. I don't believe anyone is unsalvageable. I think there's watchful waiting, and I think that there's something to be said for making your amends from the periphery rather than coming in bombastic style and saying, hey, I'm here right in the middle of everything, and I know you all hate me. And by the way, hey, can I stay on your couch?
Well, that was my, my issue with letting everybody know by adding him back to a Facebook group, which just basically dropped a drama bomb into the group because people freaked out.
Better way would have been to reach out to some of the people who he had wronged and say, hey, I'm back in town.
Yeah, that would have been a better way. But
sure,
not everybody goes about things the best way the first time.
No, that's true.
Out.
And so there have been things.
And I'm willing to forgive people
well.
For making mistakes, sure. And other people are a little bit more stingy with their forgiveness, and that's fine.
Or wary, cautious, yeah. Watchful, waiting, yeah. Hesitant.
So I hope that answers the question as to why I don't just jump straight to ostracism. I know human beings are fallible, and they make a bunch of mistakes, and some of us make more mistakes than others. And gosh, I would want someone to forgive me if I made a mistake. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you wanted to talk about apologies.
Yes, I do. I think they're one of the most powerful lessons I had when I was a small child was from someone who was teaching me about an apology. He said, I'm sorry. I'd done something a little kid did. And then I did it again, and did it again, and did it again. And, I'd say every time, I'd say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And finally, someone has told me to take a plate, like a dinner plate, and throw it on the ground. And so it broke, right? So I've taken the plate, thrown it on the ground, so now apologize to the plate. So I'm sorry. Is it fixed? It's not fixed. I'm sorry is not enough to fix things. There are other things that need to happen. It's not just that. And so I, over the course of my life, I've done some good reading. I've seen plenty of crappy apologies. I've seen some really great ones. And I've kind of taken an interest in what makes an effective apology, especially in some contentious situations. I've got some really good books on how to make peace with people, in families where there's estrangements. How do you you haven't talked to somebody in a really long time. And how do you make peace with someone? So I have some articles here that I brought in as well as what are the requisite parts of an apology, an effective apology? If you would like to apologize to someone, what are some things that you should keep in mind?
Mm-hmm.
The first one that's really easy, the four R's, recognize, responsibility, remorse, and reparation.
So to recognize is to understand you've done wrong.
Recognize your misbehavior and try to be as objective and specific as possible. Repeat what happened. Acknowledge what happened is a better word.
Yeah, and that you were at fault.
And understand that not only where and how you went wrong, but why the person you hurt is offended or hurt.
That's important because that
be
shows
direct.
You can empathize.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And that you recognize what transgression or what hurt has happened. Secondly, responsibility. Accept responsibility for the action that caused offense. No excuses. Not, gosh, what a piece of crap I was 5 years ago, or I was in a terrible spot, but take responsibility. You can't blame beer, can't be blaming or your bad mood. It's about the person you hurt and how you made them feel. And the harm
well,
you
the
cause
you
them.
Can't make anyone feel anything.
I understand. I can't make you feel anyway. You choose how you feel. But I think there's certainly a level of acknowledgement and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what, Ian? If I came in here with a baseball bat and trashed the studio, I don't think that I'd be out of line, or you would be out of line for being extremely. Hurt, upset,
sure.
And so for me to say that, oh, well, Ian, you feel how you choose how you feel. It's your fault that you're upset that I came in and trashed your studio. I think that's, I don't think that's accurate or an accurate reflection of how things are in reality. So then express remorse, sincere remorse for what you've done. You can't fake it. You know fake when you hear it, and you know sincerity when you hear it.
We'll come back with, there's one more.
One more.
All right, hang on here. 855-450-FREE to a proper apology. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. So enjoy. We do have listening options, live streams. We've got them around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You may tune into whichever one fits your internet connection the best. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, over 125 radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. In addition to that, we've got satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air channel, which is available to you across North and Central America, free thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. And if that's not enough for you, not all the years worth of archives, you can go and get completely different content from our friends at the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. On the School Sucks Project, they will discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. You can make your user account, follow the show on Twitter. School Sucks Show is their Twitter account, and subscribe to them on YouTube as well on the School Sucks Podcast channel. Just go to schoolsucksproject.com. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We go to Skype, where Michael Dean is on the line in Wyoming. Hey, Michael Dean.
Hey, howdy.
What's on your mind tonight?
Apologies. It's a favorite topic of mine.
Well, hold that thought. Let's let Nemi get the final point out.
Absolutely. So,
how to apologize? There, brief recap.
These are 4 points. It's the 4 R's of an effective apology. The first is recognize your misbehavior. Take responsibility. That's the second R.
Okay.
Third is show remorse. And 4 is make reparations. The 4th essential component. It's really tricky. The person who's caused the wrong needs to give something back, atone. It's easily said, but not so easy to do, because if you've stolen from someone, it's not just your bagels or your money, or it's your trust.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you fix that?
Sometimes it can't be fixed.
Sometimes it can't be fixed, and sometimes it's an effort that takes years and years,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's effort that the person who caused the offense is not willing to expend. So we're all human. We all make mistakes. But where do you go from there? And I think that the primary concern I have, and that I've said several times in the course of the show, is that I haven't seen much of any really quality of any of these 4 R's. There's like, I got run out of town on a rail, but I'm back and I'm going to teach you some things that I learned in the last few years. And I'll make things right. I know I screwed up, but I have money. Oh, but I'm not going to make payments now. I'll make payments later. Now, so I'm still in this spot of where I'm just like, talk is cheap. Show me, don't tell me. And my opinion probably won't change until I start seeing some solid motion in that direction.
I don't blame you.
And so
in the meantime, I'm still going to communicate with the person.
Somebody
has to be that connection to, because the people that he's harmed may not even want to see the guy, So somebody has to be the kind of the go-between in that case.
Sure.
And I have seen, him showing remorse, and I have seen him being apologetic towards the people that he's wronged. And I don't know, maybe you're right, Nemi, and maybe he's just trying to take advantage of people, but thus far I haven't seen that happen either.
I don't know, but I'm also not going to give somebody... Chris Rock has this great routine about you don't get a gold star for doing stuff you're supposed to do. You shouldn't get a gold star for paying child support, because that's what you should be doing. You don't get a gold star for doing the dishes just because you never did them before. You should get a gold star for doing something.
I think you should appreciate people anytime they do something nice. I think that appreciation's important.
I think taking responsibility for yourself is a basic premise of life.
No, absolutely. But if you're washing someone else's dishes, then that's doing something nice for people.
And I think if you're doing that out of a sense of altruism, or are you doing that because you're hoping to grease them up for asking something or expecting something later?
If you want to be paranoid about it, that's your choice.
I'm
Michael
not
Dean.
Being paranoid. I'm putting it out there as an option.
Right.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
Good stuff, Nemi.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Everything I have to say just piggybacks on that. It's no new information, just maybe some extrapolation on it. The idea of the dish, I really like, the broken dish. A lot of times when people apologize for things, they apologize and they feel genuinely bad for what they did, and maybe they make some kind of financial restitution or something. But if they go and do the same behavior later, even to other people, they haven't really corrected what it is. And the word amend means to change.
Right.
And to make amends to somebody is to make a change to yourself and not exhibit that kind of behavior again. You know, it's kind of like on TV sitcoms, there's always someone has a character flaw and they deal with it in hilarious ways and they learn a lesson by the end of the show. But then the next week, that same character is doing this, you know, something similarly wrong to someone else. And that's not really an amends.
Good point.
I also think that something a lot of people never think of when they go to make an amends to people is instead of saying, I've wronged you, here's what I'm going to do to make up for it, is actually asking the person what they would like you to do to
Absolutely.
Make up for it.
Oh, yeah.
That goes a long way.
That's what happened in this particular case. The individual, one of the individuals who had been wronged, was able to state what they thought would make them feel whole again.
Another thing is, and I didn't hear the initial bit on who was mad at who. I came in when Nemi started giving her 4-point plan and thought it was great and wanted to comment on it. So I don't know what the exact situation is, but
it's probably like 90 to 95% of the Liberty community is mad at this individual for burning some bridges.
I'm not interested in being around him.
Who is it?
His name was Anarcho Jesse. He's now known as Corey. And he has returned to town.
Was he in D.C.?
I don't think so. No, I think it went out west for a while.
I don't know who he is. Yeah. You know, another thing is, too, like, forced amends aren't really amends. Like, governments are really big on that. Like, they made Bradley Manning apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an apology.
No.
You know?
And that goes to sincerity, absolutely.
Yeah. It has to come from in you.
Yep. I absolutely agree with you on the changing of the behavior, though. If you do something, you say you're sorry, and then you go and do it again. I can't believe it. Show me, don't tell me. Really?
Yeah, I've been a really, I was an addict and an alcoholic, and like you said, it's not, you can't use that as an excuse. It does explain some behavior, but it doesn't excuse it. And I've been sober for 19 years now,
wow.
And I wasn't like instantly nice once I was, you know, struck sober or whatever. I had a lot of learning to do, and I still irk people from time to time or have to make amends to somebody for something. But it's a long learning process, and I'm a much better person, I think, than I was 25 years ago. I can't use the words on radio to describe what I was back then. I was a jerk. Yeah.
All right.
But people change. That's it.
I agree. Yep. I think they tend to do, but maybe this guy hasn't, and only time will tell, and I think Nemi's right.
I think it's going to take a lot more effort than just saying I'm sorry. Yeah,
I agree with you, but I'm going to give the guy more than 48 hours on that.
Well, it hasn't been more than 48 hours yet, so...
Right. I'm willing to give somebody time to make amends. Not something that necessarily has to happen overnight. Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate hearing from
you.
Michael Dinker and the Freedom Fiends, by the way. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More news coming up here. The Beijing doctor's illegal home that he built... on a sort of a mountaintop that's on top of a building?
That's right.
I don't really know how to explain this. We'll do our best to do it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves toll free. Should you like, you may do so at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. The features there include the archives and the bulletin board system, the mobile site. It's all free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. You actually get to go and create the content here. We are allowing you, the listeners, to be the editors of the Free Talk Live website front page. You get to control what appears there. You submit a news item or a blog post or a YouTube video, and then others can vote whether they like or dislike it, and then ultimately we'll look at that and determine what you think's important. Maybe talk about it on the airwaves. So go to freetalklive.com. Now, when you're ready to get started in the world of Bitcoins, and if I were you, I'd get ready sooner rather than later, because these things may go up dramatically over time in value if past performance is any indicator of the future, and it isn't always. But if it is, in this case, the Bitcoins are pretty amazing thus far. I mean, they started at nothing. They've gone up to currently around over $100 per Bitcoin. And they've been as high as 250, so this is not their peak. It may not be, you know, who knows what tomorrow holds for the Bitcoin, but I feel pretty firm on this. I really like Bitcoins. It's a currency that is decentralized. It's something that is not created by a corporation. It's not created by a government. Governments have no sway over Bitcoins. They cannot stop it. And I think Bitcoin is very upsetting to the existing power structures. The bankers are certainly not happy about losing control of the money system. The government is definitely not pleased with the existence of Bitcoin because it allows people to essentially bypass all the middlemen that historically have been in between us and our money. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Bitcoin, find the Bitcoin address that you can send Bitcoins to leave as a tip for Free Talk Live, and also you can get your very first Bitcoin wallet by going to blockchain.info and get signed up for an online Bitcoin wallet. It doesn't require you to install any software on your computer. You just do it right from within your web browser. Now, you can install the blockchain app on your Android or iPhone, and that really makes it easy to access your Bitcoins and send them or receive them from others. So for your free Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.info. Do we have more to say about apologies? I feel like we've really covered that ground pretty consistently.
I think we've done pretty well. I think tone is important. You know, that's just minor stuff. You know.
Yeah. So it's a learning experience. This whole life thing.
Sure.
And yep. It comes along with quite a large share of mistakes on everybody's part. And you know, if you want somebody to forgive you someday, then it's a good thing to put that out there.
Now,
I think.
Someone in chat here, because I'm in chat
at the chat room, which you can get to at cam.freetalklive.com.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Someone's asking, why don't I allow you to be friends with who you want to be friends with?
Why don't I allow you? Meaning no, you why, allowing me?
Nemi. Why doesn't Nemi allow Ian to be friends with who he wants to be friends with?
When have you stopped me from being friends with someone?
Excellent question. That's exactly what I asked. And there's been no answer. But just because I don't agree with you or your in some regards here, and I don't particularly care to associate with this person,
mm-hmm.
That's my decision. I'm certainly not trying to coerce you.
I've never felt as though you were.
And I've simply stated my case.
And if you want to be like that, that's your choice.
And I would expect you to respond to me and just be like, Nemi, it's really none of your business.
Yeah.
I think you're a grown person. Even if you weren't a grown person, I respect that you are a sovereign individual.
Yeah.
And here in the Liberty community, voluntary associations are important, so that I certainly appreciate the spirit in which you're coming to this, and that this is a person you believe merits forgiveness, a second chance.
It's more like the tenth chance.
Okay,
yeah.
So fine. I can certainly relate to the people who are calling for your head on a plate, but I can also relate to the spirit in which you are endeavoring to give the person another chance. But I am not trying to force you to be friends with anyone.
No, but there are some people who do seem to come from that position.
Yeah, and it's
like,
very frustrating.
If you don't agree with what I think about this other person, if you don't have the same impression that I have, then you're not my friend.
Right.
And that is unfortunate.
And it's very
not
frustrating. Right. And I don't think that's a hallmark of a true friend either.
I think I can be friends with people who don't necessarily like one another.
Certainly. And that's not to say that I don't take my friends' experiences into account.
That's true.
You know, I do take my friends' experiences into account. And sometimes I have based my decisions on other people based on the experiences of my friends. If someone's beaten the crap out of a girlfriend of mine, I'm not going to go date that guy.
Let's talk about Chris Cantwell a moment, even though he's not with us here. He certainly would know I would talk about him with this talk about this with him in studio. But Chris Cantwell, we started the show out with, he mm-hmm. is, in my opinion, he's a great activist. I mean, he's somebody who really he's willing to put his freedom on the line. He's willing to take a risk. He's willing to get out there and hold a sign. He's willing to do some civil disobedience. And for me, that earns a lot of points. Has he upset some people with his personal viewpoints and his viewpoint on violence in response to violence? Yes, absolutely. Has he been ostracized by some people as a result of that? Yes, they have ostracized him. Do I think that's right? No, I don't think so. I think that
some people just don't choose not to associate with him.
And that's fine. Everybody's got their preferences, yep. And some people are more selective than others about who they associate with. I get heat because I look for the good in people, and that I don't look at the bad in people. And with Chris Cantwell, I've seen change. I mean, the first year he was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he made a really bad impression on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
He, drove drunk at one point at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was he had a real problem with drinking at that time, and he stopped drinking before this most recent Porcupine Freedom Festival for several weeks, and was a completely different person in his behavior at this year's event. You did manage to make it up there a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw Chris while you were there.
Oh, sure, and I speak with Chris, I wouldn't say regularly, but, you know, we are friendly, and I do talk with him. And I think for, just to follow on that, I think for someone to say that I should not speak with him based on their experiences is where my issue is.
Yeah.
I think that's a little out of line and overreaching. But yeah, I think...
but that's progress. I mean, that
Chris
one
has
year
certainly
to
made progress. I've always gotten along with Chris. I haven't seen firsthand a lot of the things that have established him as controversial. I suppose I could go find, like, he propped his own page while he was here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to go find all the controversial things he's done, it's not like I would have to go very far. I don't really feel compelled to do that, because I don't feel the need to go out and find a reason to not like someone.
I want to empathize with people. And I can empathize with Chris. I can empathize with being angry. And I was angry when I moved up here. You said you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that changed for me. It's something that melted away as I was around more positive people who had hope for the future. People like Russell Canning, who always had a smile on his face, even when being aggressed against by the government guys.
I mean,
being around people like that is infectious. And I think that same level of infection can happen to somebody like a Chris Campbell, the positive sort of loving sort of infection. Unfortunately, he left New Hampshire because he had to go and get some work elsewhere, and you know, maybe when
I'll be back.
Yeah, maybe when he comes back, more people can show him compassion and you know, draw him in that direction even further. I believe in that, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm willing to be wrong.
And leave the door open for change. I think that's good. And again, some folks would ask, what's the difference between Chris and Jesse? Well, Chris never stole from people, and certainly didn't. Exhibits just absolute hothead rage with a firearm. And I'm a Second Amendment person.
Chris is also, what, his late 20s, early 30s?
Early 30s.
And when Jesse moved here, he was 22. So, you know, males tend to be more hot-headed when they are younger. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that as men and can understand that can be the case.
Okay. There's still a level of responsibility with a firearm. That,
absolutely. You know. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think he acknowledged that last night in conversation, that he was definitely irresponsible. You know, carrying an Uzi on a shoestring, probably not the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So more coming up. You take control here, and the China-Beijing palace story coming up. Shocking.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Are here to take your calls and thoughts. If you dial in toll free, you may do so now at 855-450-FREE, and we'll sneak in here in the remaining moments of this episode, but we do it 7 nights a week, so if you don't get Free Talk Live every single night on your local talk radio station, you can go to local.freetalklive.com to learn how to contact your local talk station, talk to the program director, and ask real nicely for some Free Talk Live, or more Free Talk Live. Maybe you do get some Free Talk Live, because we do it 7 nights a week live. Maybe you get 4 nights, or 5 nights out of 7, or maybe only one. You can get more. Just ask nicely. You never know what happens. So again, local.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. Let's get back into the news here. We've been talking about interpersonal relationships, and you're still welcome to comment on that if you would like, and apologies, and making good, and burning bridges, and what do you do to make that right, and Should people be given second and fourth and fifth chances, and all of it. I think we've covered
compassion,
it.
Empathy, yeah, compassion, empathy, all sorts of stuff. It's
wonderful.
It's been a great show.
Important topics to be discussed, and I'm sure it'll happen again at some point in the future.
Sure.
But here's a guy who could use some compassion from the people calling themselves the state, which generally the state people are pretty bad at showing compassion towards others. Beijing doctor has created a mountaintop penthouse, except the mountain is on top of a building. It's a 26-story residential building. His name's Henry Tang. The story from South China's Morning Post at scmp.com. When it comes to illegal structures, a rooftop villa built by an eccentric Beijing resident on top of a 26-story residential building puts Henry Tang's the wine cellar owner. This is not Henry Tang. This is Beijing's Shengguan, or urban management officials, on Monday issued an ultimatum to a former government advisor demanding he tear down the sprawling structure that he had built over the last 6 years on top of his top-floor flat. The rooftop house features elaborate fake rocks, real trees and grass, and covers the entire top of the building. Parts of the structure even look as though they could spill over the edge of the roof at any time. The bizarre two-story structure, located in a high-end residential compound called Parkview in Beijing's Haidan District, an area of government institutions and universities, has bothered the building's residents for years. Local newspapers have identified the owner, and here's his name, Zhang King, a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and former member of the district of a district people's political consultative conference, who owns a national chain of acupuncture clinics. So this guy, he is no, you know, this guy's a hotshot. I mean, he's a business owner. He's a successful business owner. And apparently he's had this structure on top of this building for a number of years. And now, finally, people are doing something about it. They're fed up with it. They're angry. And they want it dismantled, I guess. Disturbed by constant noise from heavy construction machinery working on the roof, water leaks, and worried about structural damage to the whole building, neighbors have complained repeatedly to the building management company, local urban management officials, and even the police. The new ultimatum, published Monday evening on many local news sites, urges the owner to dismantle the structure himself within 15 days. Failure to respond or comply would result in forcible demolition, it says. When confronted earlier by reporters from local newspaper Beijing Morning News, Mr. Zhang, who sometimes identifies himself as a professor, said at the time, quote, "Since I dare to live here, I am not worried about the complaints."
Or the people that live below him, apparently.
He says, "Famous people come to my place and sing. How can you stop them?" The newspaper quoted him as saying about the noise at night. Some neighbors who had complained over the years suffered harassment and threats from the owner, Zhang Beqing, local newspapers have reported. One 77-year-old man was beaten up several times by Zhang and eventually forced to move, it was reported. Police didn't seem to have intervened. The community's property management office declined to comment, and phone calls to the Haidan District Urban Management Office went unanswered on Monday. The rooftop garden villa might not be the only illegal construction in this community, as Chinese netizens have found out. A property agent posted photos of another apparently illegal rooftop house online in late 2011, featuring a blueprint of a three-story structure with more than a dozen rooms and a bird's-eye view of a nearby lake. Now, you have to wonder, and they don't get into this in the story here, how did this guy build a mountaintop home on top of this building without the consent of the building's owner? It doesn't sound like he owns the building. The nope. building has some sort of company that owns it. There is a building management company involved in this.
I have an article from the ReviewJournal.com that says they've been renovating for years. They normally do it at night. Who added that?
This guy?
Yeah. It is resident on the 25th floor who added that any attempts to reason with the owner were met with indifference. He's very arrogant. He couldn't care less about my complaints, said the neighbors who declined to give his name to avoid retaliation.
Apparently, he goes around beating up 77-year-old men, according to some claims.
Yeah. So,
which seems pretty ridiculous. I mean, what kind of... Come on. I mean, he may be a prick, but what kind of guy beats up a 77-year-old man?
Asian culture, I think... That might be a little different.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to be really respectful towards their elders in Asian culture?
I think there's definitely a dark side that...
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think... I'm not so surprised to hear that, I guess, is my response.
The structure, which the agent also called a rooftop garden villa, had a total indoor area of more than 590 square meters and an asking price of 15 million yuan. When contacted by phone, the post on Monday, Sun Ji... Jian Chao, a Beijing real estate agent who posted the pictures, denied the structure in the pictures was the same one in the news this week, but declined to give more details. Some Chinese netizens mocked the rooftop house, saying that even the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are overshadowed by this hanging via in Beijing, said one Weibo user.
Yeah, yeah.
Others were angry at the owner, with one internet user saying, "How can this guy be a professor? He gained his happiness by torturing others." Many also expressed anger,
maybe not primarily,
at the failure of Tsinghua officials, known for their thuggish, often brutal behavior throughout the country, while dealing with unlicensed street vendors and enforcing the law on the rich and powerful. Now, that's not a shock. That shouldn't be surprising to anyone, that this guy is essentially, you know, he's a hotshot in town, and they're not treating him the same way as they would, say, somebody erecting a shanty or something like that, or some kind of shack, you know, in the back alley somewhere in an empty lot. You can better believe that someone like that will be dealt with in a very strict fashion.
And also, in this particular culture, I know that there is rampant corruption in government. So even...
It's true everywhere.
Fair enough. So my question is, they have 15 days to take down this monumental structure off the top of this building. How exactly do they plan on doing that?
In 15 days?
Just knock it off the top of the building, clear out the street below?
Yeah, that's another great question. You'd have to get a crane up there or something like that.
Just take a hammer to it. Honestly, the pictures of this are pretty great. I'll post them up on the page.
Yeah, please do that.
But this is gigantic, and I have no idea.
It's the whole top of a huge apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a monstrous
floor.
Right, this thing itself is a couple stories high.
Yeah,
you know, to its peak.
Another two floors.
At least two, if not two and a half. And it's covered with it looks like a garden. I mean, it is a rooftop garden.
Yeah.
He's got plants all over the place up there. And it would not be an easy task for him to remove it. But then again, if he can afford to build it, he could probably afford to take it down.
To take it down. I'm just thinking about time. Gosh.
Yeah, 15 days seems
pretty
short.
After you've been building it for 25 years?
Has it been going that long? Did I say that and totally, like, missed that point?
No, that was in one of...
25 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Almost all add-on structures or alterations to residential buildings are illegal in China. However, this hasn't stopped thousands of owners of top floor or ground floor properties from adding rooms and even floors to their homes or encroaching into public space by putting up additional walls or fences. And good for them. I to some extent, I support the right to build on your own property. But then again, this isn't his property.
Right. And he's on top of all sorts of other people's property,
but
too.
But his floor is apparently the top floor in the building. So basically, he owns the full top floor on this building or is renting it. I'm not sure what the agreement is with the condo.
It's a long-term lease.
Or whatever. But so he possesses the top floor, the 26th floor on this building, and apparently began just moving construction materials up there with the crew or whoever and just began constructing this incredible. And I really want to see some close-ups. Do you have close-ups of this thing? Because all I see are these long away shots where you can kind of get an idea for the scope of the full roof and how big the structure is up there. But it looks like it would be really interesting to get a tour of and see what it looks like from the inside.
Do you have the South China Morning Post picture?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. SCMP. I don't have anything closer than that. I do. Review Journal does, so all I'll right. post that as well.
Cool, yeah. So look for that on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ here shortly. Yeah. And, this is a weird issue. Like, the building company should have noticed this going up. They could have taken issue with it.
Right.
They apparently didn't. So does he have an agreement with them?
I don't think so.
And they're just keeping quiet about it? Or is it just like, well, we don't want to lose our penthouse guy, so we're not going to mess with him because he's building this thing up there?
And he works for the government? And he kills people?
He did. And beats up old men.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.